This is Rose Ryan Douglas. Get informed with Larry and John right now and stay informed with the KDKA Afternoon News from 3 to 6 on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
7:42, this is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. We're standing by and waiting for word from Penn State on exactly what the arrangements are going to be for Joe Paterno. At this point, they haven't released those, but needless to say, thousands of people are showing up on the Penn State campus to nod and acknowledge the accomplishments of Joe Paterno.
And we've been getting the reflections from many people, past and present, and Dave Wannstedt, obviously, who needs no introduction in this town, former head coach at Pitt and now with the Buffalo Bills as defensive coordinator. Coach, thanks for taking some time for us this morning.
Oh, it's good to be on with you, Larry, John, both of you.
Hey, Coach, just how big in the coaching world was Joe Paterno?
Oh, well, I think, you know, for a lot of reasons, I can remember being a young coach and, you know, coming out of Baldwin High School, just to add to all the stories, you know, Coach's wife, Sue, she actually did her student teaching at Baldwin High School. And first time I met Coach Paterno, he was obviously recruiting me out of high school. And so he had a lot of Western Pennsylvania ties and really knew a little bit more about you know, the Western Pennsylvania and the high schools and so forth and probably what people might realize that, I think every coach coming up, when I first started off 30 years ago, you know, if you sat back and you said, okay, I'm going to be a head coach someday and I'm going to be a head coaching colleague, what do I really envision my program being like? And it's, you know, and it was always, you know, Joe Paterno, and with him being right here in our backyard, I think it magnified, you know, how great a job he did in all areas and the impact that he made year in and year out, winning games on and off the field.
And you know, as a head coach, how important, especially at the collegiate level, the influence, just one word or a sentence that you have had with student athletes over the year may stick with them for their entire life.
Oh, and you know what? And I'm gonna throw this out because people don't, this just happened 2 years ago. Coach called me up. It was my last year, I think, at Pitt. And at the clinics, if I got 2 seconds, two minutes here, this is because this is important. You know,
sure.
The high school clinics in Pennsylvania, where you had it in Hershey, PA, and the attendance went from way back 15 years ago to from 2,000 coaches, it was down to about 400. And the interest was just loose, and there was a lot of political reasons, a lot of things going on. Joe called up and said, we got to do something. You look at Texas, you look at the state of Ohio, they're getting 2,000-3,000 high school coaches to these clinics. He calls me up and says, Dave, what can we do? I said, hey, I'll come up. Let's sit down and talk about it. So we get the High School Coaches Association in Pennsylvania. Joe and I meet. This was 2 years ago up in his office. And we come to an agreement that we're going to have the clinic 1 year at Penn State, the next year at Pitt. I'll get the Steelers involved. Excuse me. He'll get the Eagles involved as far as social things and doing. And he would speak. I would speak one night. And we would do this thing up right for the high school coaches in the state of Pennsylvania. And this was 2 years ago now I'm talking about. So, I mean, you know, a lot of things like that that, you know, and that maybe not wasn't one, something from a win-loss standpoint. It wasn't with the athletes. But this is with the high school coaches trying to improve their quality of what they wanted to try to do career-wise. And, you know, it was just amazing to me that he would take the time at this point in his career to try to make a difference in that area that no one even talks about. And the first year, I think, was last year. It was at State College. I think it's supposed to be at Pitt this year.
Wow,
you know, you mentioned that the two of you met up in his office. Did you ever talk about getting the Pitt-Penn State rivalry going again?
When I took the job here, okay, at Pitt 6 years ago, whatever, Jeff Long and I talked about it, and I said, hey, you know, I know Coach Paterno. I've known him. He threw me up there to speak to their defense after we won, I think, the first Super Bowl. And so I've known Coach for a long time, and I said, I'll call him. So I called him, and he says, hey, do you tell Jeff? You know, he knew Jeff from coaching and had a lot of respect for Jeff Long. He says, tell Jeff it's not him, it's anything. But he says, Dave, let me tell you right now. This was 1 week after I took the job. He says, as long as I'm here, he says, and this thing's going on, we're not going to be playing each other. He says, it's just not going to work out. And I never said why, who, what. You know, there's a thousand rumors. And I said, Coach, I respect that. I understand it. And I never brought it up again, even though every year, you know, the media would ask me, when are you going to play? What do you think of the rivalry? I knew where Coach Paterno stood on the thing. He had his reasons, and I respected that. And so when I did read a year ago that Penn State decided to bring Pitt back on the schedule, I knew that the coach at that time knew that he wouldn't be coaching there, and you know, that things would change.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of great stories about Coach Paterno. And the last I met him on several occasions, Dave, and the last time I saw him was at the Dapper Dan where he spoke. And this is a little sidebar oddity. He says to me, I'm up on the dais. Now, he's already left the dais, and I hear, Larry, Larry. I look down, it's Joe Paterno. I'm like, what's he calling me for? He says, my wife, Sue, he brings her over, and she says, hi. Her mom is a big fan of Katie Case. and my first thought, Coach, was, her mom's still alive?
Oh, no.
Right. Well, she's younger than Joe, but, you know, it's kind of.
We spoke my last summer. This was a good one, and this kind of sums him up. We have the Big 33 banquet. It's the largest sports banquet in the state of Pennsylvania. We know that. Ohio, Pennsylvania, up there in Hershey. And I came and speak. Jim Trussell was speaking. They bring all the head coaches in. You know, not all of them, but, you know, Temple, I mean, from Ohio, Cincinnati was there, Kelly at the time. And so Joe gets up and speaks, and it's a long event, and it's right before we start camp. It's something that we kind of have to do. It's great. But, you know, I mean, it's a day and it's a night that you just soon not be there and having to give up a day because you're 2 days away from starting training camp or whatever. So Joe gets up there and speaks. When he's done speaking, he says, thank you. And we're all sitting up there at the head table, and he starts walking and says goodbye, 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 and just keeps walking. He has his two guys waiting for him, walks right off the stage into his car and goes home. I
mean, that's a veteran move right there, Coach.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Saying, what am I doing wrong? You know? Yeah.
Oh, hey,
yeah.
Thanks so much for taking time, and all the best to you, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, Larry. John, good being on with you. Thank
Take
you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Dave Wannstedt, former head coach, obviously, at the University of Pittsburgh, reflecting on Joe Paterno. At 7:49, this is KDKA.